Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Here, when we're talking about nature, we're talking about respect, we're talking about honor, we're talking about responsibility, accountability, we're talking about amana, we're talking about something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on this earth for a reason, and we're talking about us representing all of these things in the best way possible. I'm not just talking about, oh, let's plant some trees and let's not waste water, but we're talking about creating a ripple effect in our society where other people around us will also become more responsible and more accountable for what it is that they're doing towards harming and damaging nature. And that kind of accountability and self-awareness is extremely important. Alhamdulillah, we can say that as far as our religion is concerned, it instructs us on a halal haram way, on a wajib haram way, you know, to make sure that we are observant of these things. So if you wrong nature, you are wronging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means you're committing a grave sin. And that itself is the best wake-up call that we need to become more responsible and more accountable for what it is that we are doing as far as nature is concerned. I think one of the very, very sad topics that we hear about when it comes to the topic of animals and animals becoming extinct, animals becoming endangered because of human greed. You know, they need a rhino horn for some kind of mixture in a medicine, and they kill the whole rhinoceros, you know, and no, it needs to be the white rhinoceros, or, you know, killing monkeys because of monkey brains supposedly gives someone some kind of power. All these other unfortunate things that some humans do out of greed. The same thing when it comes to nature as well. You know, all these corporate companies damaging and in destroying the ecosystem because of greed, because they want to produce more and they want to sell more. No honor, no respect for the indigenous tribes, for holy land, for sacred land of these indigenous tribes. No honor and no respect for the villages that live there, for what they are going to be leaving behind as well, you know. And as I said, just look at the statistics of these forests that are disappearing on a daily basis. It's devastating, it really is. And it's all because of us human greed. Every 6 months we want to change our desk and our cupboard and our kitchen, and we want to do this and we want to do that.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماز این قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم سواب داره دعا هم داره سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دو ثواب داره.
there are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
You know, there's supply and demand. You know, we want more. And these companies are giving us what it is that we want. We don't feel that we have that level of accountability and responsibility towards these things. So, you know, it doesn't matter if something has become obsolete or not. As far as furniture is concerned, wooden furniture is concerned, we just get rid of it anyway because we want to change something in our house. You know, and then we read these stories about Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and not even Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim, even our ulama, even our forefathers, you know, older generations, you know, they would cling onto something and, you know, they'd say, what's wrong with what it is that I have? Why do I need to, you know, get something new if there's nothing wrong with this? Yes, I've had it for 15 years, I've had it for 20 years, but if there's nothing wrong with it, why do I need to change it? That's the problem of consumerism in today's society, that there is some kind of high expectation that you change things even though you don't really need it. And that is contributing in a bad way to the damaging of our nature. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi speaks about this in many, many ways. Most importantly, the destroying or the cutting down of a tree for no purpose. مَنْ قَطَعَ سِدْرَةً. If someone cuts down a sidr tree, someone cuts down a lot tree, صَوَّبَ اللَّهُ رَأْسَهُ فِي النَّارَ. If someone cuts down a tree, for no reason, of course, for no reason, you know, there's no purpose, no reason, just cutting it down because you feel like it. Doesn't have some kind of purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cut their head. صوب الله رأسه. Will cut their head down. Will place their head down. Will push their head down in hellfire on Judgment Day. لا تقطع الثمار فيصب الله عليكم العذاب صبا. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, don't cut down fruit-bearing trees, or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rain upon you his adab, his punishment. Then this interesting hadith, all talking about trees, all talking about forests. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, مِمَّا يَزِيدُ فِي الْعُمْرِ. Something that will increase your lifespan. تَرْكُ الْأَذَى. Not harming, not hurting people. وَتَوْقِيرُ الشُّيُوخِ. Respecting your elders. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ. Observing kin between your family members and your relatives. وَأَن يُحْتَرَزْ عَنْ قَطْعِ الْأَشْجَارِ الرَّبْطَةِ إِلَّا عِنْدَ الْضُرُورَةِ. And that you stay away, that you avoid the cutting down of trees unless it is necessary. وَإِصْبَاغُ الْوُضُوءِ وَحِفْضُ Saha, and continuously remembering to be in the state of wudu, and also making sure that you stay healthy. Continuing on with this, we know that there is a recommendation of planting. This hadith says, "Azri'u wa aghrisu," from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wallah ma amal al-nas amalan ahallu wa la atyabu min. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, plant trees. And by Allah, there's no deeds, there's no act more halal and more pleasant and more good and more better than this. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.